Hi there, Emily. Thanks so much for joining me today. We have been talking about, or we had talked about yesterday, why we're disappointed, how we have become discouraged, and Jesus is no longer our first love. So we're going to continue that conversation today. Jesus, we thank you for showing us truth, for showing us why you're not first anymore. Thank you for the wisdom that you give us. Thank you for confronting us. You're amazing. In Jesus' name. He is amazing. He really is. And, you know, he has been rejected from the beginning, and still we're rejecting him today. We've walked away from him. We got discouraged only because we didn't obey him, not because he didn't keep his word, but because we didn't continue, because we got discouraged, we got rejected. And so we just walk away, not really realizing we are. We're still thinking, yes, I love Jesus, and I'm going to live with him, and just thinking you're ready for him to come. But we're not ready, and we're not doing as well. We're not doing the work he called us to do because we have become discouraged. When you first got born again, you're all excited to do what he was calling you to do. And then things happened, and then that flame just kind of died down. You became lukewarm, and just other things come first. But we're still thinking we're right with Jesus, and we're really not. We don't have an excuse. We really don't. Luke 3:16 says, "So because you are lukewarm, neither cold or hot, I will spit you out of my mouth." You know, this is very, very, very serious stuff. I mean, we're talking about risking losing our eternal life because we got rejected, we got discouraged, and most of all, or from that, we aren't doing as well. We rejected him because of whatever reason. And so we need to really get on this. He's giving us a warning here that we need to take heed to. In the Passion Translation, Jesus returned to Jerusalem to observe one of the Jewish feasts. Inside the city, near the Sheep Gate, there is a pool called Aramaic, the house of loving kindness. Surrounded by five covered porches, hundreds of sick people were lying under the covered porches. And the paralyzed, the blind, the crippled, all of them waiting for their healing. For an angel of God periodically descended into the pool to stir the waters. And the first one who stepped into the pool after the waters were stirred was healed instantly. Among many sick people lying there was a man who had been disabled for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that the man had become crippled for a long time. Jesus said, "Do you truly want to be well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, there's no way I can get healed, for I have no one to lower me into the water. When the angel comes, as soon as I try to crawl to the edge of the pool, someone jumps in front of me." And Jesus said, "Stand up. Pick up your sleeping mat, and you will walk." Immediately he stood up. He was healed. So he rolled up his mat and walked again. So first of all, Jesus is saying that to us today, that, you know, we're just sitting there waiting for him to do something. And all we have to do is go ahead and do what he said. And, you know, we're saying the same as this man. There's no way I can do this. I'm not good enough. I'm not qualified. And, you know, immediately this man stood up when he heard Jesus say, "Get up." I want to say to you today, Jesus is saying, get up and do it anyway. We don't live by how we feel. We have to do what he said. What is really stopping you? You need to block. And the voice of the enemy, if you're fellowshipping with him, he is the one who's saying, I can't. Someone's always jumping in front of me. He's trying to be your voice. He's giving you excuse after excuse not to do the will of God. And Jesus is saying, just go. Block him. Block that voice. Because if you don't, you're blocking Jesus. You're in disobedience. And on that day, he's going to say, I didn't know you. You didn't do my will. You didn't pick up your mat and just go. We need to hear him. We need to sit at his feet and be encouraged and do what he said to do. You know, if you fellowship with the enemy, he's going to be right there all the time, and you're going to get used to that voice, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to say, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for Jesus. I'm just waiting. I've been going to church for 30 years, and of course I'm ready. I'm waiting for Jesus to come. And I just want to tell you that when he comes, if you haven't picked up your mat and gone, we all have a call on our lives. He said, if you believe you're going to do what I was doing. And if you're not doing it, then he's going to say, I didn't know you. Many are going to say, but Lord, I sat on the church bench for 30 years. I volunteered. I did the chili dinner or whatever it is that your church does. Not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. And this is doing his will. And when you fellowship with him, when you spend more time with him, you're going to be hearing his voice. You're going to be hearing him encourage you. And you're going to go and do what he said. And you're not going to let anything stop you. Whatever is stopping you, get it out of the way. Don't listen to those who say you can't. You're not good enough. Don't listen to who the enemy is using in your life to discourage you. Just do that thing that needs to be done so that you can go and do what he said. Because otherwise, he's going to say, I didn't know you. Not everyone who calls me Lord will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father. If you're lukewarm, if you get up and something else is more exciting than him, there's no way you can be doing his will or even hear him. And so that's what he's saying today. Pick up your mat and go. You know the assignment. You know what to do. You know, so much of the time we're wondering, why, God? Why isn't this happening? When is this going to happen? And you're thinking you're waiting for him. But when you obey him, that's when it's going to happen, when you do what he said. When you do what he said to do, it's going to happen. And don't let anything get in your way. Don't let anything get in your way. The kingdom of God is taken by force. There's pressure on the narrow path, but just walk down it anyway. Walk down it anyway. Do it anyway. Just get everything out of your way. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. You know, the word says, by his stripes we were healed. But if you're fellowshipping with anyone but God, you're not going to have the revelation of that. And you're just going to believe that you're sick. And maybe the enemy even is going to talk you into dying. Well, you know, some of us get healed, some of us don't. We never know what God's going to do. God is a mystery. The word says, by his stripes you were healed. And if you're hanging out with Jesus, you're going to have a revelation of that. And if you're not, if you're hanging out with the enemy, you're going to believe the lies. God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't do for one and not for the other. It depends what you believe, what he can do. It's according to your faith. So what's stopping you? A lie? Yeah, that is. And a lie creates doubt. No faith. No faith to believe for your healing. No faith to believe God would prosper you. Faith without action is dead. So if you're not doing the will of God, then whatever you say you believe is really not true. It's dead. You can say, I believe God meets my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. But if you don't tithe and you don't give, then what? Then you're really saying you don't believe. Right? If you're not doing what you say, if you're not doing the action of what you say you believe, then you really don't believe. If you're not doing the greater work, then you really don't believe that you can. You're listening to the enemy tell you you can't because you're not picking up your mat and you're not going. Whatever God tells you to do, when you do that, then you're having faith. And then you will no longer be saying, I'm waiting on God. He's waiting on you. Just this morning, I was asking him something, and he said, I already told you what to do. What are you waiting for? What's stopping you? That's an awesome word. He's an amazing God. And he's not saying no. He's saying, yes, go. Pick up your mat and go. Don't worry about what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to wear. Don't bring anything for your journey. Stop worrying about it. Just go. Take the word. Put it in your heart. Meditate on it. Instead of meditating on the lies. Instead of meditating on what you see around you. Just go. So, let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for this word. We thank you for encouraging us, for telling us to pick up our mat and go. As if you're saying, don't you want to be happy? Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for that encouragement. We love you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. You know, really, I just heard him say, that is what I'm saying. Don't you want to be happy? Don't you want to do my will? Don't you want to live with me forever? I have come that you may have life, have it to the full until it overflows. Don't you want that? Then go ahead and pick up your mat and go. He told Abraham, leave your country. Leave your family. Leave what you're familiar with and go. He's making it really clear that he needs us to prepare the way for him. It's time. And the thing about time is, you know, we think, well, I got time and I'm ready. But whatever Jesus asks you to do takes time to prepare, to get ready, pack up, and to go, and then to do that work. So you can't do it all in a couple days. Get ready. Jesus is coming. Thanks so much for listening today. God bless.